This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Daniel Burton talks about the idea for a pilgrimage to the Flanders battlefields to commemorate the Somme centenary. Daniel, you were involved with organising a pilgrimage to the Flanders battlefields and cemeteries to celebrate the Somme centenary. Could you talk to us a bit about why you went and what you saw while you were there?
Yeah, certainly. There's a lot of interest locally in this centenary of the First World War. Our main church in the team here, St Thomas's Church in Pendleton, has the memorial boards of 500, that contain the names of 500 local men, popularly known as the Pendleton 500, from this constituent township of Pendleton, which is just one part of the city of Salford. And quite staggering when you think that there were 500 local men who died in the First World War. Salford was one of those places that originally had street memorials because of the PALS battalions. There were so many men died from individual streets that individual streets had their own memorials. Now, they have long since gone, but the fact that there were 500 local names in the parish church meant that there's still a collective memory about the First World War, and a determination, particularly among the older members of the congregation, that we should mark the centenary in some way. So we had a couple of services in 2014, marking the centenary of the outbreak of the war, and we've been anxious to engage local schools, so that the younger generation is also connected to this particular local history. And that's been very successful, particularly because we have a church school, St George's Church of England Primary School, based in Charlestown in Salford. And we've had them working on a number of projects to do with the First World War. And part of the agenda that grew out of the working group that's planning the whole programme over this four-year centenary suggested that we should make a visit to the battlefields. So we got in touch with a tour company based in South Wales that actually specialises in visits to battlefields and cemeteries, and asked them to set up the visit for us, which took place at the end of April.
Now, you visited a number of the memorials and cemeteries while you were over there. So you visited the French National Memorial, Tynecott Cemetery, Langmark Cemetery. What was it like going to these places, visiting them, and personally reflecting on what they actually stood for?
I think the first thing that strikes you is the contrast, really, between the beauty of the natural area as it is today, completely recovered, particularly in somewhere like the Valley of the Somme. The Somme, of course, is a river, and it flows through what is now a beautiful valley. And the contrast between that and the carnage that took place 100 years ago is almost, impossible to comprehend, really. So that's the first thing that strikes you. But then the second thing that strikes you is the sheer number of cemeteries. We hadn't realised until we got to the region that the cemeteries are, in fact, they're dotted all over the landscape. And the wounded were gathered together and hastily buried after battles. And then at the end of the war, they were in many cases reinterred and brought together in cemeteries, but still pretty close to the places where they died. Now, this wasn't the case in the Second World War. So, the Second World War cemeteries are enormous cemeteries commemorating battles. But the cemeteries of the First World War are much smaller, and therefore there's many more of them. So it's quite overwhelming to see the number of cemeteries and then the number of individual graves within the cemeteries, beautifully maintained, of course, by the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, and every stone representing a life and a story and a narrative that was cut short 100 years ago.
And obviously, 100 years is a long time, and yet the Somme and the battles of the First World War are etched into the memory of the nation. It's something that year after year we remember and we take time to pause and reflect on. Why do you think it's so important as a nation, but also as the church, to deliberately take time out to remember what happened all those years ago?
We must remember that war is always an evil. Sometimes it's the lesser of two evils. I believe that the First World War and the Second World War were just wars, but the loss of life that was incurred in the Great Wars was so vast and should never be forgotten. These were ordinary people who, you know, responded to the call to serve king and country, went off in this campaign in the cause of right, and they gave their lives. It would be a very wicked thing to forget that sacrifice.
The City of Manchester is going to be hosting the national commemoration of the Battle of the Somme this month.
It is indeed.
What other things have you been involved with at the church? What's going on with that? How can people get involved and attend events?
Well, tomorrow, Friday the 1st of July, there is the national memorial commemoration takes place in Manchester. The service, which is coming from Manchester Cathedral and attended by the Duke of York, is being broadcast in Albert Square, and that will certainly be worth watching and witnessing. Prior to that, there is a march past of various military representatives and military bands. It's going to be quite a spectacle. I was in Manchester yesterday and saw all the barriers being set up. They're expecting huge crowds. And that's taking place tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow evening, the Halle Orchestra, Manchester's resident orchestra, are performing a free concert in Heaton Park, also to commemorate this centenary. Locally, there are many churches holding memorials and services this weekend, and we are also doing that at St. Thomas's Pendleton. We have a service at 10:30 on Saturday, when we'll be remembering our own local men who died in that battle and preserving that local connection, which is very precious to people here.
It sounds like there's a huge amount going on, which,
indeed, it's quite an anniversary.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for sharing about such a poignant trip, you know, which obviously means a lot to your local church as well as the community.
And, yeah, absolutely, it certainly did. It was a memorable time, and people have been profoundly moved to have engaged with it in that way.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks, Ben.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.